Candidate Profiles. Ngā pōtitanga a Rohi 2025 Local Body Elections 2025. Voting closes at 12 noon Saturday, the 11th of October 2025. Electing the Mayor. Producers note, this document contains the candidate profile taken from the candidate profile booklet for this ward. All care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in te reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Disclaimer. This candidate directory has been compiled under the Local Electoral Act 2001. The Act provides that an electoral officer is not required to verify or investigate any information included in candidate profile statements and is not responsible for the accuracy of the information contained in such statements. Wellington City Council electing the Mayor. Alex Baker, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Motukairangi Eastern General Ward. I love Wellington. It's an amazing place to live. I'm raising a family here and in 30 years will still be working and living here. I am committed to Wellington. I'm a qualified accountant with public and private sector leadership experience in financial management, sustainability and city infrastructure. These are critical areas of expertise for any leader seeking to resolve the challenges facing Wellington. As Mayor, I will support Council to deliver the positive, sustainable outcomes Wellingtonians want, while applying the strong, pragmatic financial management we need. I have the skills, energy and motivation to make sure Wellington is a place people want to and can afford to live. My priorities: a Council that acts to make Wellington more affordable, delivers effective transport infrastructure, supports business and job growth, and is environmentally responsible. Choose a Mayor focused on working with Wellingtonians to keep building our vibrant, inclusive and innovative city. Scott Caldwell, The Scoot Foundation. My principal place of residence is not in the Wellington City Council area. I believe in Wellington, but it's time for a shake-up. We need fresh vision and a no-nonsense approach to revitalise the city. I was born in the kind of faceless New Zealand suburb you see all around the country. Until the age of 10, I had never experienced a proper, walkable, compact city. The feeling that a city could be enjoyable for everyone to live in is something that has stuck with me ever since, and it will be the driving force behind my mayoralty. Cities should be livable and enjoyable, but for too long, Wellington has been held hostage to ideology and nostalgia. More importantly, we've become afraid of growth and change. I stand for more affordable housing, better infrastructure, thriving local businesses, and real rates relief for all Wellingtonians. And I'm up for the challenge if you are. Vote Scoot number one. Diane Calvert, not affiliated. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Whārangi Onslow Western General Ward. I'm standing to be your next Mayor of Wellington and ask for your number one vote. The city is facing one of its most challenging periods and it needs experienced leadership that understands how the council works and the complexity of the issues. As a current city councillor, I have the knowledge, connections and proven record as a strategic thinker, successful community champion and advocate for smarter investment and lower rates. I'm ready to lead a reset at the council that will prioritise our core services, infrastructure, waste and community amenities, reduce spending to affordable levels, support business investment, and restore public trust in council. I want to put money back in your pockets so you can decide where it goes, not the council. I'm not aligned with any political group and will work collaboratively across the council, community, and other partners to deliver the results Wellingtonians want. Click on the link www.dianecalvert.nz. Ray Chung, Independent Together. Vote for IT. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Whārangi Onslow Western General Ward. I'm a Wellingtonian who is committed to the economic and cultural future of our city. Genuine personal engagement, listening to people, and financial management that benefits ratepayers are what I bring to council and will bring as mayor. I've had a proven international sales career in telecommunications, responsible for multi-million dollar budgets and teams. Since elected in 2022, I've spoken with thousands of residents across the city. Many have no confidence in the council and want change. The bureaucracy has lost sight of who they work for, and ratepayers feel they're treated like cash cows with rates beyond what many can afford. I'll focus on reaching zero rate increases by prioritising core infrastructure, asset management, access for all, and ensuring the protection of pools, libraries, parks, and community facilities. I'll end wasteful spending and eliminate unnecessary, unaffordable projects. With the right team of people, we can make Wellington affordable for everyone. Click on the link www.voteforit.nz. Ray Goulden, my vision for the city 2050. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Motukairangi Eastern General Ward. ED, JP, MBA. Wellington needs strong new leadership from a mayor who knows the issues the city faces. I will listen to Wellingtonians and be a champion for the city. Grow the city economy by facilitating the things we are good at. Film industry, arts, culture and entertainment capital. Developing Wellington as an IT hub, tourist and education centre with the universities and a new best-in-the-world medical training facility. Work collegially and develop a team approach. Focus on priorities, core business and infrastructure on projects we can afford. Cut wasteful spending. Make some robust decisions around water and council housing. Work with central government and private sector to attract investment in our city. All expenditure properly scrutinised, do things smarter. Reduce debt and rates to an affordable level. No more closed-door council meetings. Report quarterly on progress. Working together and bring back the vibe, confidence and investment. Josh Harford, Aotearoa New Zealand Silly Hat Party. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I'm Josh, your local highly serious Silly Hat Party candidate. I represent a nationwide movement to bring relentless positivity and serious, silly ideas for the future and beyond, but I need your help and your vote. I pledge to you that as mayor, I will erect large sails at the ends of Wellington to redirect wind to Upper Hutt where it belongs. I will erect a giant umbrella to keep the rain off, and I will look into getting rid of bad weather entirely. I will take action on our water infrastructure by fashioning fish ponds in every pothole and will transform Courtney Place into a lazy river with all the right accoutrements. I will also mandate optimism within the Wellington City Council. I'm asking for your vote so we can stop the jesting and finally start joshing around. Together, we can build a highly serious future for Wellington. Calvin Hastie, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Whārangi Onslow Western General Ward. I'm Calvin Hastie, and I'm standing for Mayor of Wellington to bring visionary, community-led leadership to our city. With a design degree in construction and global experience in infrastructure, IT, virtual reality, and digital twins, I bring technical expertise to build a smarter, more resilient Wellington. My career bridges innovation and creativity. As a musician, arts promoter, and former venue operator, I understand the role of culture in creating vibrant, connected communities. I also led the creation of New Zealand's first predator-free suburb in Crofton Downs, proving what's possible when residents unite around shared goals. Wellington needs leadership that listens, collaborates, and delivers. I've worked at grassroots and national levels to turn vision into action, from environmental initiatives to civic projects. Together, we can restore trust, embrace sustainable growth, and unlock the full potential of our capital. Let's shape a Wellington that works for everyone, creative, connected, and future-ready. Andrew Little, Labour. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I'm Andrew Little, asking for your number one vote for mayor. As a former MP, senior cabinet minister, lawyer and union leader, I have experience in leading large complex organisations. I believe in Wellington and have what it takes to get our city back to its best. My promise to you is serious leadership and real change. That means getting a firmer grip on council spending to keep rates down, investing in our swimming pools and libraries, not closing them, protecting our assets, not selling them. It means making the council more transparent and accountable with community feedback front and centre when decisions are made. It means making our city affordable by accelerating housing development and making public transport cheaper and more reliable. I'm practical, I treat people with respect, and I'll get on with the job. If elected, I'll be a mayor for all of Wellington. Vote Andrew Little, number one. Producers note, this profile is not written in conventional English sentences. We have done our best to convert it to present it using text-to-speech technology, though some of it may still seem unintelligible. End of producer's note. Donald McDonald. McDonald waiting to coming terms Passover. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Paikawakawa Southern General Ward. Sabbath Seal of God Genesis. My principles / policies, legal fines, spelled L-E-A-G-A-L. Disobedient least pay 120% voluntary. Sudoku, no gamble is theft, alcohol cigs movie. Pray thank Mother God. Community healthier, too hyphen honest than McDone waiting. Digital poverty, 16 years plus communication allowance, talk text, data heat, chimney. Participation information. Greedy me, gov, house car, rich computer, children, wine, movie, concert, water, overusage. Appointments, 24*4 equals 96 quarters. X 90 minute sec equal 86,400 seconds. SI day transport, Dr. Med. Propose calendar mataka, 12 month times 5 week times 6 days plus 6 December hyphen 6/8/6/800 year. Work mahi, 4/6, men Saint Nat, dure extra, 99/4, 6 days, no Thursday, sinks, 1000% Gregorian, nosily, 28, 29, 30, 31, rhyme impossible, Saturday always, 61218, 243036, easy next week month, library increase, computer printer, 10 page free, support community centres, drama exercise, soup vaccine, Heaven according God's law prophets commands jot tittle. Complaints OIA hyphen log FX FX sans will succinct timely senior test. Proper hyphen sign off sack honest pretty face. IRC 8565 1000 jobs resolved secret detail unsatisfied. Applaud good Samaritan. Meeting velocity of earthly marbles two cars may adjust urgently asteroid collision. Plunk Mercury for Newt/Hawking Ramanujan, authorised by D. McDonald, facebook.com/mcdonewt, mobile 027-7845-900. William Pennywise. Pennywise the Rewilding Clown. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. Kia ora. Pennywise, the rewilding clown, needs your support to help bring back the wild to Windy Wellington. If you are a Pōneki where kiwi, pukeku and keredu have become a backyard nuisance, then Pennywise is your clown. If you want a Pōneki where we've made the basin swamp again, where moa and tuna transport us in a new PT system and where Hokioi menace us from the skies, then Pennywise is the clown for you. Support Pennywise and support Pōneki. Joan SHI. Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Takapu Northern General Ward. I am an immigrant and single mother of two lovely children who call Wellington home. My children and I have enjoyed 13 wonderful years living in this city. As Wellington is the hometown of my children, I have a genuine passion for making Wellington a better place. I understand how difficult it can be to be heard. As a working mother, I have honed problem-solving skills, learned to manage stress, and made things work. When things are beyond my expertise, I know how to ask for help and listen. My focus: prioritising council spending towards core infrastructure and essential services for the community, especially repairing leaking pipes, providing better and affordable public transportation, and nurturing a business-friendly environment. If my life journey resonates with you, please vote for me. I am more than happy to represent you and am committed to making myself available for our community. Carl Tiefenbacher, Independent. My principal place of residence is in the Wellington City Council area. I am also standing for Motukairangi Eastern General Ward. I am a lifelong Wellingtonian who, following a successful 18-year career in the financial markets, established my own business, Cafe Ice, which I have run and expanded successfully over the last 20 years. I am driven by the desire to see Wellington regain its positivity and to create an environment where Wellingtonians cannot only survive but can also thrive. As your mayor, I will rebuild confidence and pride in our city by changing the council's culture to one of accountability that ensures value for every dollar spent and respects ratepayers' views, works closely with businesses to drive employment opportunities, brings back the vibrancy by attracting more events and is transparent with everything it does. I have the determination, business and financial acumen to rebuild confidence and pride in our city by ensuring the council delivers the basics well and earns our trust. Wellington, it's time to reimagine our future.